Odyssey betting insider Nick Costos warming up in the bullpen about to enter the game. But Donnie, a quick thought. Pitt hires a new athletic director, Alan Green. I'm reading out of the Post-Gazette. He was the senior deputy athletics director and CEO at Tennessee since December 2023. He was Auburn's athletic director between 18 and 22. They had some good things happening at Auburn in that time. Listen, of course, anybody who got hired here was going to have a good resume. The name of the game is NIL money. Money, money, money. If he does a great job in that, I think he has a chance to have a great tenure. There's no arguing, really, that I can see with the resume.
That's the thing that I think was Heather Like's downfall, too. I thought that Heather Like did a lot of really good things with Pitt Athletics. You know, the teams are in good spots, but she did have a downfall of when it came to making money and NIL, and that's just the name of the game now. Like, you have to adapt with the times. So, you know, I'm hoping that this is a move for Pitt that takes them into the future and launches them to heights that they haven't really reached yet.
Me too. Let's get to Steelers Jets. Let's get to Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Nick, I hope we find you well. What do you think of Mr. Let's Ride playing quarterback for the Steelers on Sunday?
I wouldn't say I'm doing well for people watching on video wearing my Yankees hat right now. Last night was like a three and a half hour kick in the junk last night. No one wants to hear it, a Yankees fan complain. But yeah, it was not fun for the Yankees to lose the way they did last night. Great job by Brian Anderson, though, in all seriousness. Great play-by-play calls last night on TBS. Yeah, Russell Wilson's going to play. Seems bad. I'm not saying Justin Fields is the long-term answer guy as a quarterback for the Steelers. I am surprised that coming off a win where Fields played pretty well, that Mike Tomlin's going to make this move. But look, you know, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, has won a Super Bowl. Guy knows what he's doing, so I'm sure there's a reason why he's making this move. I don't know how anyone who's watched Russell Wilson, though, play quarterback the last couple of years can think this is going to be an exciting offense, a more exciting offense than it was with Justin Fields. And I'll say this about the Jets. As someone who has, I've burned more money betting on the Jets than like the Browns have on this Deshaun Watson contract. This is like the sports version of Brokeback Mountain. Like, I can't quit the Jets. Bet them on Monday night against the Bills. That was 3 hours of agony. I'm going back to the well, though, guys, with the Jets on Sunday night against the Steelers. Like, in all seriousness, like the game might end and we all might just say the Jets are the Jets. The Steelers are the Steelers. Pittsburgh wins the turnover battle. They don't make mistakes, and the Steelers win the game by three. Of course, that could happen. There's no way anyone can objectively tell me, though, that the Steelers are a better team than the Jets. I'm not a hater. I'm just being honest. I bet the Jets on Sunday. Can't wait for them to lose again. Going to be awesome.
Nick, Vegas does work in mysterious ways, but I'm a little bit surprised. The last I saw, the Jets, the 2-4 Jets are a 2.5-point favorite in this stadium. Why is that? Like, what am I missing?
Well, they're better than the Steelers. And like, that doesn't mean that the Steelers can't win the game, but any objective power rating, which is how these point spreads are put together, like, will say that the Jets are better. And just to add a little more context, Joe, you know, the Steelers have an awesome home field advantage. Like, I think the Raiders game on Sunday, it's like 60% Steelers fans with the terrible towels. Like, Steelers fans are awesome. Like Heinz Field or whatever they're calling it now, like, the stadium is great, the home field advantage. So this line is implying that the Jets are at least 3 points better on a neutral than the Steelers, if you want to get Pittsburgh a healthy home field advantage. And look, it's just right. Like, whether Steelers fans want to hear that or not, it's the truth. Again, it doesn't mean that Aaron Rodgers can't throw three interceptions or TJ Watt can't wreck the game and Najee Harris can't run for 100. Maybe that can't happen. But not the Steelers can run for a lot of yards and win this game. But yeah, I think the Jets are better. I'll take the Jets on Sunday night, and I'm willing to be wrong.
Nick, how much did the line move based on the headline moves from earlier this week? Russell Wilson pretty much being the presumed starter, and then the big wide receiver trade that brought Davante Adams to the Jets.
So moved a little bit up. The moves are largely inconsequential, like 1.5 to 2. It is a low totaled game, so the game could land 2. But these are largely inconsequential moves. So a little bit of action on the Jets. But as the week has gone on, I'm looking at my BetMGM screen now. I see a 1.5 Jets favored by 1.5, which would imply that money came in today on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, this is not, it's not like 2.5 to 3. like numbers that really matter. It's not a huge move, but it just is noteworthy that the betting market, Donnie, has barely moved, barely budged off the news here with Russell Wilson in, Davante Adams in. Jets were always going to be a small favorite, favored by less than three, and that's where we'll end up coming up kickoff Sunday night.
Nick Kostos on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Nick, we all agree here, and I'm guessing you would, that the three division leaders right now are decent favorites to win those divisions. Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. That leaves three spots among many teams. Who are going to fill those three spots? I should ask you, who are the favorites to fill those three wild card spots?
Well, I can get you that like exact answer here because I can just open up and I can see the playoff odds. So it'll be obviously like the teams that you mentioned that are going to win their respective divisions. The Bengals, because of Joe Burrow, even though I know like, oh my God, like the Bengals are 2-4. How could that be? It's because they have Joe Burrow. Like that's the answer to the question. The Chargers will be up there and the Steelers have to be up there as well because they're 4-2. I think the Chargers will end up as a wild card team. I like the Chargers on Monday night against the Arizona Cardinals. The way the Chargers want to play, which is to bludgeon you with the run game, play great defense, and if you need to get into a shootout, you have Justin Herbert. Like, feels like a pretty good strategy. I don't think their upside is to win a Super Bowl. I think the Chargers are a pretty likely playoff team. I don't know if I agree on the Cincinnati Bengals, just because they're so far behind the eight ball now. Maybe we see one of these teams, maybe it's Indianapolis, emerge from the AFC South. Maybe if you think Miami can win this week at Indianapolis and then Tua comes back, that Miami can go on a run. I do think Pittsburgh, guys, is positioned pretty well at this point to at least be like the 6th or 7th seed and make the playoffs yet again under Mike Tomlin.
Nick, speaking of the Bengals, let's take a look at their matchup this weekend. It always seems to me, and maybe my numbers are off here, my thought is off here, Cincinnati going into Cleveland.
Don't say that about yourself. Your thoughts are great.
I feel like Joe Burrow oddly struggles when he's in Cleveland, whereas he's a great, great quarterback everywhere else, but a 6-point spread that the Bengals are favored on against the Browns. But I feel like historically he has struggled a little bit in Cleveland more than anywhere else.
Yeah, because Myles Garrett usually like plants him into the turf and you need a spatula to get him off of it is usually what happens when the Browns play the Bengals. So Donnie, you guys asked me about line movements in the Jets Steelers game. And you know, like a little bit, 1.5 to 2, back down to 1, whatever. This is a game that has had very consequential line movement in both directions over the course of the week. Cincinnati opened 4.5, went up to 6.5. So through 6, think of the math in the NFL, 3, 6, and 7, numbers that matter. Through 6, up to 6.5, after the Amari Cooper trade, Browns trade Amari Cooper to Buffalo. Then buyback comes in on the Cleveland Browns, pushing it down to a number like in between 5.5 and 6. 5 is a dead number. It doesn't matter. So 5.5 and 6 being in between there based on the juice means that like people think that we are exactly where we need to be. And if you like Cincinnati, you want to lay 5.5. And if you like Cleveland, you want to take 6. A handicapping philosophy of mine is teams can succeed well in the first game without a star player, because no one knows like what it's going to look like what Kevin Stefanski has planned. It's the second game usually and moving forward where they have trouble. And a recent example of this will be the Giants without Malik Nabers beat the Seahawks in Seattle, the first game without Nabers. The second game last Sunday against Cincinnati, they scored 7 points. Could have given them 8 quarters, and I don't know if they would have scored more than 7 points in the game against a bad Bengals defense. This is only game one without Amari Cooper. Give me the 6, I'll actually take the Cleveland Browns plus the points.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nick, it's a juicy schedule this week, in my not so humble opinion. And one game that really stands out is Baltimore at the Fighting Baker Mayfields. He's an MVP candidate right now, Baker. How do you view that game? What's a good bet in that game?
So I'm just going to go ahead and look at the weather here just to make sure, because weather, like, I don't want to play meteorologist. Like, I hate this stuff, but it does matter when you bet totals. So we're looking at clear skies here right now, 76 degrees, maybe like 10 mile per hour winds. I'm Nick Costos with your 2020 Sports Flash. So I say that to say that I don't think the weather is going to be bad to impact the passing games on Monday night. And I think you have two really, really good offenses here. And Tampa's on to something now with its run game. Rashad White's terrible, but they now have Bucky Irving and Sean Tucker both like running the ball well. They scored 50 points last week on the New Orleans Saints. Maybe looks less impressive given like the Broncos look like the 98 Denver Broncos last night on Thursday Night Football. But still, Tampa's offense is really good. And then this is the best football Lamar Jackson has played in his entire career. And he already has two MVPs to his name here. So my thought would be on this game would be over 49.5 with the weather looking good for Monday night with the Ravens at the Bucs.
Nick, as Joe said, the lineup for this week of games looking pretty good. Some good ones in the 1 p.m. window, Detroit and Minnesota, Houston, Green Bay. You get Seattle and Atlanta later on. That's also a 1 o'clock game. KC, San Francisco at 4:25. Of course, the Steelers and Jets at 8:20. Then you have a good Sunday night or a good Monday night football game as well, that Baltimore-Tampa Bay game. Two or three of your favorite matchups here, two or three of your favorite bets.
And by the way, Monday Night Football this week is another doubleheader.
Yes.
Chargers-Cardinals is on starts after Ravens-Bucks, which sucks because we're all on the East Coast here, and I have like a six-month-old daughter. Like, can't wait to stay up until 1 in the morning and like not sleep at all because my daughter is really young. Like, thanks, NFL. In that game, Chargers-Cardinals, the point spread is below 3. Chargers, a 2.5-point road favorite. I like the Chargers. I'll lay the 2.5 with LA. I think they're way better than Arizona. So Chargers minus 2.5 on Monday night. Guys, I'll take the over in the Lions-Vikings game. That's currently sitting 50.5. We know Aiden Hutchinson's done for the season for Detroit, a huge loss. And him and TJ Watt were going to battle for Defensive Player of the Year this year. And now Watt is like the big-time favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year. So no Hutchinson. Vikings off the bye. You would anticipate Sam Darnold and the Vikings offense having success. And I'll just say this about Jared Goff and offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. We've given so much credit, deservedly so, to Vikings defensive coordinator, former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, right? Their defense has been amazing. The blitz-happy scheme. Goff and Ben Johnson in the last two meetings against the Brian Flores-coordinated Vikings defense. 77 dropbacks, blitzed on 57 of those. Adjusted completion percentage, 84%, over 500 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. I think both teams will be able to score in this game over 50.5. And my favorite prop of the week, guys, resides in this game. Jameson Williams, get a shot of J-Mo ready for this one. He has been the blitz beater this year for the Lions, taking the top off the defense. We saw it last week against the Dallas Cowboys. His receiving yards prop is 46.5. Way, way over. Way-mo for J-Mo on Sunday for the Lions on the road in Minnesota.
Nick, you're unbelievable. That was another great appearance. We'll talk to you next Friday.
I hope they're all unbelievable. I appreciate that. Wishing you guys and the listeners, Minimal Sweats Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That's Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, and he's the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, or an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Jack Ham, the great Jack Ham, coming up next. Nick Costos is incrinculant, isn't he, Donnie?
He is. One of a kind.
Wow. That guy's got, you know, maybe the phrase encyclopedic knowledge is used too often. It applies there with that guy. I've never heard the likes of it.
I'd say that's pretty fitting.
Arizona Cardinals on a Monday night. For some odd reason, I'm fascinated with this franchise and this team. Kyler Murray's having a good year. James Conner's off to a good start. And Marvin Harrison looks like a star, and I even looked at their defensive numbers, and they're not horrible. Why are they sitting here 2-4? They played Buffalo to a standstill in Buffalo, should have won the game. They played Detroit to a touchdown. They won at San Francisco, and then they got blown out a couple times. What's happening, and why am I talking about them?
I think that's just the unpredictability of the National Football League there, Joe.
I think they're exciting to watch,
they
though.
They are. They are. That was a team. Now, last year they came in here and beat the Steelers. I would be very worried about seeing them again.
I'm like a Kyler Murray fan. I might be the only one, but I'm a Kyler Murray fan. I just like watching him play. I think it's fun.
He's fun to watch play. I don't know how good the player is, but he's certainly exciting.